We're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Glad to have you with us this morning. We're talking with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy and City Manager Ron Fear as the City Commission meets tonight, 7 p.m., their first meeting here in the month of October. We'll get into the consent agenda here a bit. There's a few items on there of note. We'll start with item D here that has to do with the strategic plan.
Thanks, Brandon. This is an item that there wasn't a lot approved in our capital improvements program when the commission approved the 21 budget, but this was one of the ones that everybody agreed was important to move forward with. And so this is a request to the commission to approve an outline and request for proposals and qualifications from firms that can assist the city with developing a strategic plan. This strategic plan is specific to the city of Manhattan as an entity. So looking internally at our operations and the services that we provide, but also will certainly be a component for public outreach, garnishing input from citizens on those services that we provide to the community. So it's important, I think, to prioritize what those aspects are as we move forward. And the commission budgeted about $125,000 for this effort. And it's something we'd like to, we're not into 21 yet, but we would like to get an early start on that so that, early part of next year, we'll have that plan moving forward prior to starting our 22 budgeting process.
All right. And then another item here has to do with the Smith Channel improvements. And forgive me, I'm not sure where that is located at.
So this is out in the Northview area of the community. If you kind of look at if you were to extend Kimball Avenue when it hits Tuttle Creek Boulevard, it's kind of on the back side of that to the east. This involves a stormwater drainage project that the commission held a public hearing on to establish a benefit district that was approved to be a 50-50 project. So 50% of some channel improvements where we've got substantial erosion occurring to the benefiting properties adjacent to that drainage ditch. And then the city at large would participate 50%. The bids came in higher than the petition amount was. And so the bids were like $180,000, and the engineer's estimate was around $140,000. We've had some negotiations with the low bidder, Juniman Excavation, out of Hanover. That got that down to about $139,000, and with financing, it's still going to be more than the petition amount. So our recommendation to the commission is to proceed with the project, but hold the adjacent property owner's investment requirements to the original 50% amount. Which is about $65,000 spread across $65,000 spread across those benefiting properties, and then increasing. So that would drop their percentage to 35%, and then increase the city at large participation in the stormwater fund from 50% to 65%, which would be about a $20,000 increase to $85,000. So still want to proceed with the project because there's certainly some need there. In this stormwater project, I think we've got a good solution that's going to help everybody, and at an additional cost to the city at large, and our stormwater fund can handle it. As opposed to, I'm not sure if we would benefit from redoing this project. The commission could choose to keep it at 50-50 though, and increase the assessment equally. And so that's really the issue before the commission tonight, is to determine whether they want to move forward with the project, and if so, under the original terms or under these modified terms.
All right. Well, as far as other items on the agenda here tonight, the consent agenda, some information on audit services.
This is a renewal of the audit. We had three firms that responded to our solicitation, one from Wichita, one from Saline, and our current auditing firm, Burbridge and Trahan out of Topeka. The Municipal Audit Committee, along with City Administration, is recommending staying with our current auditor. This is for a up to 5-year period with an annual renewal. for them. They performed well for us over the last two audits, and so we think it would be beneficial to renew with them for a variety of particular reasons, since they're familiar with our books and our processes and our staff. So we think that would be beneficial given where we're at. Their fee is about $45,000 a year. And then there's some additional costs if they have to do some federal single audits, ranging from $3,000 to $4,000 per single audit, and also another $7,000 to assist with some of our annual financial reports. We also have our water tank storage asset management program recommended, so we've gone out for proposals for that. We've just finished a 10-year program with another firm. We have about seven above-ground storage structures that store about 5.7 million gallons of water. And it's important that we maintain those facilities and keep them in great shape and provide quality water through our distribution and storage network. So this is specific to our storage network and making sure that they're properly maintained over the next 10 years for that purpose. The old contract was about $128,000 per year and has served us well in being able to come up with a comprehensive plan and providing that planned maintenance over that 10-year period. Other items, we've got an amendment to a contract with Olson Associates and part of our water lagoon system. They're across from the water treatment plant. Also an amendment to our construction manager at risk with McCowan Gordon to add 14th and Anderson to the Aggieville project of Laramie and 14th Street. And then also advancing a cost with McCowan on the construction manager at risk services for the garage to define the precast design services for the parking garage structure.
All right. Be interesting to see that get underway here pretty soon. That starts construction next year. Is that right?
Towards the end of the year is the plan. But yes, actively, probably sometime in late January or February. We do plan to bring the full construction manager and guaranteed maximum price back to the commission in November.
Okay. Well, we're out of time here, but we encourage people to tune in tonight to the City Commission meeting. They are limiting, again, as normal, seating to 29 in person. So if you can, if you're able to, go on out. But all kinds of ways to stream that on the city's Facebook page, cityofmhk.com/TV, and also on Cox Cable Channel 3. It starts at 7 o'clock. Mayor Reddy and City Manager Feer, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks a lot, Brandon.
Thank you, Brandon. Have a great day.
You too. That'll do it for In Focus today. We'll have guests from USD 383 and the Manhattan Fire Department on tomorrow. I know Superintendent Marvin Wade and Board Member Katrina Lewison are confirmed, and a couple different guests from the Manhattan Fire Department.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Good show this morning. Apologize for the technical challenges, but we've persevered. Clark Howard, Rush Limbaugh with guest host Mark Stein, Dan Patrick, The Game, and Chiefs Kingdom all on the way at K-Man today.